Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, hello there, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome to a new day, a new week. It's Monday, fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. A little bit later in the day for me to recording a podcast, about 10 to 5 in the afternoon. Just finished at the gym, and I said, man, I got to get out and get the show recorded. So here I am in the mobile studio, which is where I only record now, by the way, is the mobile studio. I love podcasting. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I will never stop. Because it's so easy, it's cathartic for me. I get all the great feedback from you, but man, I feel like I'm like, you know, living the life. I get a chance to share my passion for life with you, and geez, even if you're lying when you tell me how much you love it, I appreciate it. I really do. Hey, let's get after. I want to talk about the mind. Boy, the mind is a really, really powerful place, used for both good and bad. It's just so freaking powerful. It can cause you to break, and it can cause you to break records. And the words that you allow to come into your mind will defeat you, or they will lift you up so high that, honestly, you'd never think that you'd ever be able to get to that level. And I'm kind of, as you know, I talk without filters. There's no preparation. I have no notes in front of me whatsoever. I literally thought, man, today I want to talk about the mind. It's December 10th. We are 11 days away from the shortest day of the year. There is a very real phenomenon called seasonal depression. And I wasn't even going to talk about that. It literally just came to my mind. It just, boom, right now, 5 seconds ago, I start thinking about seasonal depression, how we have the shortest day of the year coming up in 11 days. And it's cold out. Baby, it is cold outside. It's 20 degrees right now. And I think of all of these and how they play in everybody's mind and their motivation. And, you know, it's so different from 6 months ago. But I was on really a couple weeks away from celebrating my 50th birthday right around the middle of June. And I remember going to, God, I haven't been to, is it Chi Chi's? Is that the name of the restaurant? Yeah, I haven't been there in 10 years. I took my daughters there. I don't know why. I had a couple glasses of Merlot, and they had ice cream sundaes. And I was thinking, man, I'm going to be 50 years old. It was my three oldest girls, by the way, 17, 14, 13. And we just kind of hung out, had a good time. Like, man, this is what life's all about. This having ice cream at Chi-Chi's. Who goes to Chi-Chi's for ice cream? I mean, seriously, don't you go there for enchiladas or something? I don't even know. But nobody goes there for ice cream, you know? Chili's, Chi-Chi's. Ah, is there a Chi-Chi's restaurant? Chili's. I knew I wasn't saying it right. I think there's a Chi-Chi's restaurant or Chi-Chi's salsa or, I don't know, maybe I drank with a guy named Chi-Chi one time at Penn State. I don't know. But there's something going on in my mind. See, the mind's powerful. Chili's. And I was thinking, man, life doesn't get any better than this. It was about 8:30 at night. The sun was about an hour away from going down because it sets really late here in the Midwest because we're right on the border of central time here on the state of Indiana, southwest Ohio is. And I'm thinking, man, this is the life. I'm 49 years old. I'm going to squeeze these last 2 weeks out of my life. And then I turn 50. And, you know, truth be told, 6 months later, I feel amazing, and there's so much has happened in the past 6 months. New coaching clients have come on. New products have been created. New speaking engagements have happened. So many new days, new milestones in my daughter's lives. And, yeah, it's just such a powerful place. But then something will happen, and it'll trigger us to have a not-so-great day. You wake up. Maybe your back's hurting. Maybe you got a nasty email or somebody mentioned on something on the internet about you or, you know, an in-law or a relative or a brother, sister, mother, father, sowed a negative seed in your mind, and that's how your day starts, and that is very difficult to get out of. And, you know, there are ways to snap out. Like for me, if I'm ever having a bad day, I must record. I must record some sort of content because you have to change the state that you're in. That's why I always start with every one of my coaching clients must start with a podcast. Why? Because it's the go-to remedy. It's like if you got a migraine, not a migraine, but if you got a little bit of a headache, you take a Tylenol or an Advil. That's the Advil for a bad day, is recording content, getting your message out there. Whatever it is you want to talk about, there's no wrong answers, and it makes you feel so much better. And then, you know, an old salesman trick in the old days when I was selling back with Fred Flintstone 100 years ago, I would have a mirror in my cubicle. I was in telephone sales, and the mirror forced me to smile. So literally while I'm talking on the phone, you can say, Sam, this is total cheese whiz, dude. I'm unplugging from your podcast. Go pound salt. I can't believe you're actually selling me. But I used to have a mirror in my cubicle, and I would look at myself in the mirror, and I would smile while I was talking to the prospect or the customer, and it came across on the other end of the phone. Like while I was smiling, it's impossible to be depressed and smiling at the same time. Try it. When you're having a bad day, look in the mirror and just start smiling. Start laughing to yourself. I know. Look, I already know I'm crazy. You know, I don't need you to tell me I'm crazy. I already know I'm crazy. I do this stuff. I'd be like, I can't. It's like, I'm not depressed. I mean, look, I doubt there's a doctor who's been through college and medical school that's listening to this podcast who is not thinking, this guy seriously needs to be committed to a psych ward. I get it. I know. But life's going to be over in 20 years, man. I'm not interested in spending very many days in a dark place. And I'm not interested in spending very many days with regret. And I'm not interested in spending any amount of time thinking about what could have been from a bad mistake I made. And you shouldn't either. I mean, that is a thief. Regret is a thief. Worry is a thief. Second-guessing yourself is a thief of joy, of time, of a better tomorrow. It's what it is. And your mind is like, man, you got to be on top because your mind already knows how to push your buttons. But do you know how to push the buttons of your mind? That's when it gets pretty cool, man. And as a Christian, I believe that God has given me this one shot in this body, this shell, okay? I don't even own this shell. I'm just a spirit. You're a spirit. There's good spirits. There's evil spirits out there. And we are just literally controlling the shell of a body until it's time to give it back. And we turn to dust. And that's why I really don't give a tremendous amount of worry to little things. Like I don't major in minor things. And I don't want you to do that either. I just think it's such a waste of time. Now, there are circumstances when we're going to be sad. A death of a loved one. A challenging health diagnosis, a financial situation that's very trying. But boy, I'll tell you, there's a better life waiting for you after this one. Your job here while you're in this very limited amount of time is to add as much value to love, to care for as many people as you can, and live a life well lived, man. Good and faithful servant. Do it. Just do it. Just do your best. And man, if you got to smile like you ate a banana sideways, smile like you ate a freaking banana sideways. You know, when I was growing up, third week of a cold, side note. When I was growing up, my mom, these are the words. Like, I think I've told many times this story, whether it's on stage or on the podcast. I never heard the words, I love you, ever growing up. Never, not one time. Never from my mom. My daddy left when I was 3 months old. So from my mom, never heard it. Instead, I heard this saying, I never asked for you, and I never wanted you. That's what I heard. I never asked for you. And I never wanted you. Now imagine hearing that on a regular basis growing up, all throughout your grade school years, junior high, because when my mom was really drunk, that's what she would say. Now, I don't recall my mom ever saying that when she was sober. I just remember it was the alcohol. That was the evil spirit that was working through my mom. You know, the enemy will use people closest to you to attack. And I look, it's not like I was sitting home in sixth grade and thinking, Mom, that's the enemy speaking. I had no idea what the hell was going on. But I never really gave it much of I just walk out of the room. I never really gave it any energy at all. I don't know why. I guess I should have. And now, my God, in 2018, 2019, people are going nuts on the internet about the slightest things being said to them. And growing up all through grade school, junior high, and high school, that's all I heard. When my mom got drunk, which was every day she wasn't working or didn't have something going on, and when she got home from work, she'd hit the bottle. Sam, I never asked for you, and I never wanted you. I need you to know I never asked for you, and I never wanted you. Like, all right, well, that's cool. I'm going to go up and go in my room. And I remember when I was 13 years old, I got Atari Asteroids for Christmas. I had a 13-inch black and white television. I'd play Asteroids all the time. And I would just go up there, and I would literally play all weekend, after school, all the time. And if you grew up in the 80s and you had Asteroids, Space Invaders, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And then, you know, when I got into high school and then started going out a little bit, my buddies partying a little bit, going over to their house, spending time there. And then we got a VHS recorder. I had that up in my bedroom with a TV. I would just go to my bedroom. I wouldn't even be around that negative energy. And, you know, my wife noticed this pattern as soon as we started. She goes, you know, you run from conflict a lot. Like, my wife will want to engage in not like a knockdown, drag out argument, but just, you know, she'll want to engage. Hey, what are you doing? Why'd you say that? And I just walk out of the room, man. And I think that's because it's not that I don't love a good argument. It's just that growing up in that environment, my defense mechanism was to walk away. Didn't want to hear it. Just didn't want to hear it. So if anybody wants to get into it with me, it's kind of walk away, you know, which isn't the healthiest way to go through. But now I've adapted that more. And, you know, as you're married longer and you really truly love the partner that you're with and you would do anything for them, it's not that I haven't been a complete ass sometimes. I'm a complete jerk of a husband. I'm not saying that. I've got far from it. But when you learn to grow and love somebody, especially in Christ, you know, as you get closer to Christ, it's like a triangle. God is at the top. You and your spouse are moving closer to God. Well, what you're really doing is moving closer to each other. And what I tried to do is work on my mind from that aspect and say, Sam, you got to get better at communicating because you really suck at communicating. And those communicating skills got better with my wife. And guess what? They got better with business partners. They got better with clients. They got better with everybody because I removed the ego and I said, I want to live my best life now. I really do. I want to make this the best life now. I'm not going to always run. And I know why I always ran from confrontation and drama and all that stuff. I really do believe, though, as far as drama goes, you either create it or you attract it. Okay? Those two things about drama. I tell my daughters that all the time because when you have four and three teenage girls, there's a little drama going on the internet, digital age, social media. And then going to school, there's drama. Girls, look, you either create it or you attract it, all right? Don't let that be the quicksand you get stuck in. So all of this today to share with you that your mind is incredibly powerful, and I would challenge you to find ways that if you're getting yourself into a funk or you're finding yourself having a tough day, snap out of it. Mine is smiling, laughing. Even if I got to watch some funny video. You know what's funny, man? Again, giving away my age, watching those old Dean Martin roasts on YouTube with Don Rickles and Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. Those things are hilarious, man. I caught myself watching those a couple weeks ago. It was a whole different time for comedians, by the way. So if nothing was off limits back then. And Sebastian Maniscalco, I think I mentioned him on my podcast a couple months ago. Why didn't you guys ever tell me about that guy? Funniest comedian going right now. Google him. Or check out his videos on YouTube. Hilarious. Sebastian Maniscalco. Absolutely a riot, man. So that's what I do. Put myself in a better mood. And then I'll get on. I'll pick this up right here, the recording studio. And I will start recording a podcast. And it's just so cathartic. So that's why you got to finally do what it is that you love to do. You can't settle anymore for doing something just because you're doing it for the money or because you think someone wants you to do it or you're trying to live up to the false, crazy expectations of other people. It's important you do what you really, really like to do, love to do, and what you're really passionate about. And the most important thing, adds tremendous value out there to the world. Whatever that is, everybody's got that. Everybody has that. Everybody has something they enjoy that adds tremendous value to the world. Control your mind. You'll control your thoughts. You'll make better decisions. And you'll live a better life, I promise you that much. So how's that for a Monday podcast? We're out of the gates quick. Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.